Unscripted.
Unshackled.
Uncouth.
What you're about to hear is for mature ears only.
It's Miguel Fuller.
I would show anything. I'd show my hee-hee and my hoo-hoo and my ha-ha.
Holly O'Connor.
Hey, Daddy, you want to take this to the bedroom?
And Scotty the Body.
I am officially not only the grill daddy, but I'm a hot grill daddy.
Oh, wow.
It's the Miguel and Holly Uncensored Podcast.
Only from Hot 101.5, Tampa Bay's new hit music.
Hello, another edition of Miguel and Holly Uncensored.
Hey, fam.
You can always please leave us a review of the podcast on the Miguel and Holly Apple podcast page. Do it there. Or Spotify, wherever you listen. And you can also watch this all go down on the Miguel and Holly YouTube channel as well.
Ooh. We on the YouTubes.
On the YouTubes, girl. And we are all recovering from our morning show night out, even though today's Monday and that was Friday.
Okay, you need a couple days.
I slept for a long time on Saturday.
Did you?
After going out. Yeah, like I normally, even after going out, because it's been a minute since I've been out like that before.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think. I think it was probably 10:30 Saturday when I woke up.
Oh.
Yeah. Like it was late.
Wow.
Late. So we ended up going to, we were going to go to the Canopy. It's in downtown St. Pete, which has like a rooftop. A bar, you can like see the water
it's
and the
gorgeous
pier.
View.
Oh, I'm so happy. It sounds amazing.
It's fantastic. Right. Scott's never been.
Never been. I always heard that it was just, you know, you got to be ready to, you know, treat yourself when you go there. And I just never been in a position to be able to treat myself like that. Or I just never had anybody to go with. Now I kind of do, but just haven't
you
been.
Know, I mean, if you're only going to do a couple of drinks.
I get carried away. I learned that I get carried away. Like, if you have one, he's like, what? And we go to these nice places. What I'm learning is when you go to a nice place for drinks, they're really nice. So you're like, oh, well, I want another one. Like, they taste good. The environment's nice.
Yeah.
And so it just racks up. And then in my head, I'm like, you know what? I don't do this often. It's fine. Which it usually is fine. But and then I look at the bill afterwards and I'm like, wasn't that fine?
Yeah. No, not fine at all.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Less fine.
Yeah, that's why I like to go and have one either before or after dinner to a nice place. And then we make our way to Enigma to the gay bar where drinks are, you know, $4.
They load it up.
Basically like drinking straight from the bottle. So we didn't get to the Canopy, but then we went to Tryst. Now, was that y'all's first time being there before having drinks?
That was my first time. I loved it. Sitting on a couch, having a glass of wine. Oh, Lord, that's like heaven.
Mm. I never sat outside like that, but I have definitely been to Tryst before.
It was really interesting to sort of see the crowds now that people are starting to get vaccinated and they're, like, feeling comfortable.
Oh,
and because I feel like when things first opened up here in Florida, I think the first time we tiptoed out just to be like, we're going to eat outside somewhere and just see, it was, like, only people probably between the ages of, like, 21 and 27 that was out.
Yeah.
Like, that was it. But now you're starting to see more older people come out. It's
everyone's vaccinated.
They got their vaccinations. What was weird is I've been going out for a while. Like, we went to Universal last summer.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I've been very good about taking precautions and wanting to take precautions and mask up and get my hand sanitizer and stuff. But for some reason, when we were sitting out on the sidewalk at those lovely, you know, couches at Tryst, there were so many people there, and since we're drinking, you're not wearing your mask, it did cross my mind that I was like a little nervous. And I don't get nervous anymore, not really. Like, I'm going about my daily business, okay? I'm like going to Target, I'm going to Publix, I'm fine.
Yeah.
But in that one instance, it crossed my mind that I was like, oh, hope everything's okay. I'm gonna have another sip of wine. But, like, it crossed my mind. But, obviously, they're, you know, it's drink at your own risk, and you go out at your own risk and everything, and they do all they can. But, yeah, it was odd. It was odd for me because I don't usually feel that.
Well, that's why I feel like in most places, I try to always sit outside. And, thankfully, the weather is nice enough for that. So, like, when we made our way over to Stillwater's for dinner, you know, we were like, do you want to sit outside or inside? And we usually choose now to sit outside, but when it starts to get super humid, I'm not sure. Well, we'll be fully vaccinated by then, so yeah. I'll feel a little bit more comfortable eating inside. But like right now, the weather is just perfect for that sort of thing.
It's gorgeous.
It's like no sweat, no craziness. It's just like, it's so nice
out there.
It is. But it was good. I think, I'm trying to remember... Was I tipsy by the time we left Tris?
Yes.
Was I?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, you were tipsy. Wait, when we left Tris?
Yeah. To go to
a
dinner.
A little tipsy. While we were at dinner, that's when you got turned up.
Oh. Wait, was I like saying stuff or doing something that was like?
No, but I mean, you opened up to me in a way that you haven't done in like 2 years. So I was like, he wouldn't even probably be saying any of this if he wasn't feeling some type of buzz. So then I didn't feel bad about myself being buzzed. So that's fine. But I maybe not. I don't know about on the way from Tris to dinner, but like you must have been feeling a little something because whatever we had at dinner probably pushed you over the edge.
Yeah. I was like, how you doing?
Scott, I'm just shocked that you drank that many different liquors and were allegedly fine.
I am too. Like, I'm amazed with myself. I don't know.
You're over here, you got like 2-3 glasses of wine.
Yeah.
And then you got some mixed drink. And then you had a
vodka
dirty martini.
Yeah.
And I was just like,
I don't know. Like,
what's he doing?
You know, that's what I don't understand. Like, I could do that and I was fine. Like, literally went to the other bar and I was like, I was good. And then, like, I mean, like a week ago, I had a bottle of wine I split and like I had like 2 glasses watching a movie and I was like, it just hits different some nights.
Some
I don't
nights.
Know. I was very impressed. I was very happy because I made it through the entire night, remembered everything, no problems at all. Good. Woke up the next day and actually went to Busch Gardens and kept the drinking going.
Oh.
Yeah.
Getting
so,
it.
I don't know. It just sometimes it hits different.
To me, I learned, I think probably when I was like 23 or 24, that the different, like if I'm doing a wine night, it needs to be a wine night. If I'm doing a vodka night, it's a vodka night. I can't switch between the two, or like maybe I can do like 1 glass of wine and then switch to vodka, or, you know, vice versa. I can't do half the night wine because for some reason the different mechanisms or whatever is in the vodka.
And they have different alcohol content.
Yeah.
And the different sugars.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because now I've really, probably in the past year and a half, I've really tried to not do like vodka cranberries like I used to. Now I do vodka soda and I just get lime just so there's less sugar in it. But then sometimes if that's not tasting right, I'll be like, ooh, add a little cranberry to it. And if I've had some wine before that, that is automatic stamp of you're going to have a hangover the next day.
I know what I've really been doing, though. Like, they always say, drink water, drink. I really have, though. Like, that night, like, I was like, okay, give me, like, 3 big old glasses of water. And it's like, that is a difference maker.
That's
holy
true.
I mean, it makes sense. It's science. You know, your body's dehydrated. It needs the water.
Right. But my body never wants the water when it's drinking.
I have to force it. I'm like, oh, yeah, remember, water. Oh, yeah, remember, in between drinks, water. And, like, that's, I think, why I made it through the night. And then I woke up and I was like, I felt
is
like.
Is your body Rafiki from The Lion King? Where your body's like, remember who you are. And you're like, water!
Remember.
Rafiki is missing from my brain. My brain's just like, nobody wants that bland ass stuff.
No.
Oh, gosh. I just remember. I'm like, okay, if I don't do this, I'm going to feel like
good
a trash can. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Some nights I don't remember.
I was surprised I felt fine. Although I didn't really drink that much.
No, you didn't.
Well, this is what I'm saying. Like, I don't drink. Yeah. I don't go out and drink much anymore. Mm. And you know how it's, like, different when you drink it in your living room?
Yeah.
Than it is when you go out.
Oh, absolutely.
And when I'm drinking in my living room, it's always a seltzer.
Yeah.
I could have, like, 5-6 seltzers in my living room and, like, maybe, like, bump off of a table and just be like, I'm fine.
I'm good.
And then, like, everything is fine.
Right.
But when I go out, you're in a different atmosphere. There's different ambiance around you.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I had a total of maybe 4 drinks.
Mm.
And I was like, that was me. I wasn't, like, wasted or anything. I was just in that level of, like, everything is a little bit, like, sloshy.
Yeah.
And how do I get my phone to call this Lyft driver?
Mm.
Obviously, I forgot to, like, sign my credit card receipt and tip.
Yikes.
So I just, it was the blurry end of the night. But I was not, like, wasted.
No.
I rode to my person's house, which was, like, 30 freaking minutes away.
How much was your Lyft?
Oh, geez.
$45.
Oh, That
with tip included. That I was included, like, the tip.
Could have been a lot worse.
It could have.
Some of the prices that we've been seeing lately or people have been telling us about, because there are so few drivers on the road right now for Uber and Lyft that some of the prices have just been astronomical.
Right. So I was just glad to get there all in one piece. And, you know, by the time I got there, he was asleep.
Oh, yeah.
So then I also just went to bed. Like, but I woke up at 5 a.m. the next day. Both of us did.
Oh.
And never went back to sleep.
Oh, what did you do?
Well, I was like toss and turn a little bit. Had to get water, and you go lay down again. And then I had to blow my nose, and I go lay down again. And then, like, by that time, I hear him, and he'd been up. And so I was like, hey, how was last night? Mm. How was your last night? And then we start talking. And then by about 6:30, he's like, you want to get breakfast? I'm like, yeah, probably. Yeah.
Sounds nice.
We went to Tripp's Diner.
Mm.
Yum.
Cheese grits.
Because I was hungover. I wasn't bad hungover. Like, I wasn't that, like, thing where sometimes I get nauseous and I can't get out of bed. I just had, a headache, and my body felt like it got beat up a little bit.
I've been feeling like that in the past 2 weeks because of my back, so I I understand.
Yeah, but overall, it was a good night, so I was glad about that.
Now, Scott, you, after Holly left after dinner, we then went to Enigma.
Yeah.
The gay bar.
Yes.
In St. Petersburg. And that's not your first time there.
No, that's not my first time. I think it's probably like my third or fourth time there.
How did you have fun? Because I really don't remember much of that.
No, I really do. The environment is so nice because it just feels so relaxed. And it's just like this smile. Like, you walk in, just kind of smile, and everyone's just having a good time. And that's, you know, the difference is, and I put it together now. When I go to another bar, I feel like I'm sizing people up, or people are sizing me up.
Oh.
If I go to, like, if, you know, it doesn't even matter the place. But, you know, it's just like guy to guy thing. It's happened before where it's like, you know, I'm just doing my thing, and like maybe a guy will try to fight me or something at a bar. I'm like, uh-uh.
I mean, does that happen on a regular basis?
Well, I haven't been out to any bars like that in a while. Mm. But I think that there is usually a point where there's some drunk dude that's a little too drunk, and he does something dumb, and like, I'm just smart enough where I'm just not going to mess with it. I just walk away. Luckily, nothing bad has happened before. But there's been times where it's like, you know, somebody's either giving you an eye, or they like do something drunk around you, just like, I'm about to get pissed. I'm just going to walk away.
What are these bros that are, like, out to fight people?
I don't know. I was talking to my dad. I'm like, I'm very thankful I haven't fought anybody because I don't want to. And people try, but I'm like, it's just not worth it. I just don't want that.
But, like, what I never understand about that is I can understand if there was, like, a drunken mistaken of you're trying to hit on a girl and it's someone's, you know, girlfriend.
Or if you actually were trying to get with some woman that's taken.
That you know is taken.
Like, then I get that. But, like, the whole sizing people up and, like, there was one time, this happened at a gay bar in Atlanta. This was a few Christmases ago. Abe and I were there with some of my college friends. And we were all, like, at the bar pretty early. And we were kind of spread out around the corner of it. And I was on the end of the bar. And a guy came up next to us with his friend. And I guess I accidentally, like, my elbow slid down a little bit and it touched him. And, like, usually at gay bars, 99.9%, most people are like, oh, and I'd be like, I'm sorry. And he goes, oh, no problem.
But, normal human interaction.
Right. You know, like, it was an accident. I wasn't trying to hit you or hurt you or anything. I don't know what was up that man's butt that day, but, like, he was about to fight me. And
over an elbow?
Yes. And my friends were like, he apologized. Stop it. And they ended up kicking the guy and his friend out.
Good.
Because then one of my friends who is, you know, they're like you or like straight men, they're like, I'm a bow up at somebody. And I was like, this was over an elbow, of a misplaced elbow.
Yeah, no.
Like, why? What has happened in your day that is so bad that you're about to, like, fight someone that you have no clue about? I could have been an MMA fighter.
Right.
I'm not.
Yeah, it could have been, though.
I could have been. But, like, that's one of the things my mom always taught me is, like, do not try to fight random strangers because you don't know what they have on them, what they could, training they could have, and you're up there trying to have an attitude.
And also, you're going to get arrested for something dumb.
Right.
Like, and, like, psychological issues.
Right.
Like, which is what's causing all this in the first place.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. Like, what the hell is going on? Like, why are you trying to fight a stranger?
Yeah, I don't know.
So, I mean, does that happen often, Scott, like, between guys?
With straight guys, yeah. I think, somebody else is going to correct me, but every time that I've ever gone out, there's always some kind of altercation with somebody. Not always me. Hell no. I'm just a smiley-go-lucky guy. But with other people, like, you could see it go down. Somebody would get kicked out. back in college, it would definitely happen every night, like all the time. Either
really?
Every bar we'd go to, yeah. There's some like two dumbasses that would get into it. They'd get kicked out, then we'd just be partying.
Isn't that always how the descriptor of it goes? Two dumbasses.
Yeah, because the majority of people are like, really? Like, we're just all out here having a good time, but two guys try to have a big old swinger ding-a-ling contest, and they both get kicked out.
Swing-a-ding-a-ling. Swing-a-ding-a-ling. I think that's the contest we're going to have.
Swing-a-ding-a-ling.
Yes, for our first event, we're going to have a swing-a-ding-a-ling contest.
I don't want that. I don't want it.
Holly, we can do a swing-a-lang-a-dang-a-lang and we can do a titty thrust.
That doesn't even sound
titty
right.
Twirl.
Titty twirl.
Titty twirl would be better.
Titty twirl and a swing-a-dang-a-lang. Girl, we coming back for the 20s, honey. We are reclaiming our year we lost. We are getting it back.
Yes. The year's like, you shouldn't. Don't do it.
We don't want anything with
We don't want a swing-a-dang-a-ling and we don't want a titty twister. What?
Is that what it is? Oh, God, my back hurts.
Oh.
Well, so here's what I'm interested in when it comes to that, Scott. Like, any of your friends or past college friends that got into those fights, have any of them ever now reflecting back, like, that was really dumb? Like, why was I in such a place that I thought I would get into a fight over stupid whatever?
I think people, I guess in general, like, I don't really talk to them anymore, the people that would. Like, if they were my friends at the time, I don't. However, I have seen people that's like, even though we've separated, I have seen people grow up. So I'm sure, like, I don't talk to them anymore, but I'm sure they look back on it like, that was stupid. Right. Like, I shouldn't have gotten in that fight then, but I just don't talk to them anymore. My friends now, like, we're all kind of the same where it's like, we're not trying to do that. I'm not trying. One, I do not want to get punched in the face. Two, I don't want to punch anybody in the face. Mainly, I don't want to get punched. Like, I just don't want that to happen.
Can you imagine what it must feel like to get fully clocked in the face?
Ugh. I think I would lose my ish. I think that's, like, I think there's, like, a psychotic demon inside that would just come alive. And I don't want to see that because I think about it. I'm like, well, how would I react?
That's like,
I would do anything. I would
come at you like a tornado made of arms and teeth and fingernails.
Something
but,
like that. Like, I don't want to do that. I'm good. I'd rather just go hang and dance and twerk on a corner.
I think that's how fights happen with straight dudes, because you have a healthy, you know, well, any dudes, you've got all the testosterone.
Yes.
As Scott called it, a psychotic demon hiding inside of himself.
He's there. I just don't let him out.
Does he have a name?
No. I don't let him out.
We're
I don't let him
that,
see the day
not
light.
Addressing
I can't address him.
Demon.
I feel like his name is Tyler. Psychotic demon Tyler is inside of Scott.
But you'll never see him. I just don't let that little demon out because I don't want to see what he has capable
he'll grow.
Of.
He won't be so little no more.
Yeah, no, he will do some horrible
and
things.
And then how do you put him back in the box?
Exactly. Once he's out, it's very hard to get him back in.
Wow. Have you ever seen Tyler? Has he ever been released from his box?
Not fully. There's been moments. There's been moments where it's either I've been too drunk and I've tried to, like, altercations have broken out. And luckily, like, it's like, nope, don't do it. So it's like he's like creeped out, but luckily friends were like, nope, don't, nope, nope.
So Tyler like poked his head through the crease in the door.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He was just
back in the day, if I had some drinks, it'd be like, I would be like, I could get aggressive as in like, if you mess with me, like, I will not back down.
It's all that testosterone the dudes have when they're still, you know, it takes guys a longer time to get through all the puberty stuff.
It's stupid and it's annoying. And I think what back in the day it used to be like, us guys would think like that would impress girls. Like, oh, she wants that like. Yeah, macho man. But I remember, like, there was a moment in, like, my last relationship where it was, like, I was, like, something was about to happen. And then my girlfriend at the time was like, absolutely not. Like, I hate that.
Yeah.
Don't do that. And I was like, oh, I thought you would have thought that was cool. Nope. Okay. All right.
Like, Holly, is there anything that a guy could do, you know, where he thinks he's being macho when it comes to defending your honor or I'm broing out? Is there anything a guy could do that would make you as a woman be like,
yeah.
Ooh, I love the way you chest bumped with that guy when we got to the club. Or, ooh, I love the way you defended my honor by pushing that man into the ground. Yes.
No. And I think maybe this is what. I'm not saying all dudes. I'm not putting a blanket. But we're talking about some of the reckless ones, right?
Yeah,
what is sexy, what is a turn on, is let's say there is some issue that comes up. What is sexy to me is if, like, the guy will just handle it in a mature way.
Mm. Oh.
So let's say someone, let's take the elbow incident. Let's say my elbow accidentally ran into some dude and he's like, bitch, what the fuck?
Mm.
If my dude was like, bro, we're not doing this today. You can go sit down and or like taste like fix it.
Becomes the adult.
Fix it. without resorting to becoming an animal.
Right. Using his words and right. his mental
and a strong
prowess.
Voice.
Right. Like, know how to diffuse a situation so that I both feel like someone's got my back.
Mm.
Again, without turning into animals, because now I'm just embarrassed.
Right. Right.
Like, it's shame and embarrassment is what I would feel if, like, I was with someone that just, like, started scrapping on the ground. I'd be like, I am mortified right now.
Well, because then what happens after that? You know, like, I'm always the think about the conclusion. So, like, let's say the guy who, you know, your person, and he gets into the fight with this guy, and then they're, like, going back and forth. The bouncer comes, kicks them out, and then y'all are just standing outside the club, and you're like, so I guess we'll go home.
Yeah. Well,
do you
want
to go to Waffle House?
Like, but no, because dudes don't ever just calm down after
that. No, then we're on a whole other level. Yeah. Then you walk away, you're like, I would have beat his ass.
Right, like, right. Then now I have to calm you down after you just made me look like an idiot? Like, I would rather just leave you and you try to figure your shit out by yourself. Like, it's so, and you have to just, they have to go through this whole thing where it's like, that asshole, blah, blah, blah. Well, okay. Take some accountability.
Yeah, right.
You just straight up got into fisticuffs with a gentleman. Like, I'm guessing, like, the only instance in which I think it would probably be okay is if you're trying to actually stop someone from being hurt.
Yeah.
Right.
Right? Like, right. there is a legit reason to have to put hands on someone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you were to see some man, like, actually, like, hitting a woman or some man hits me,
right?
Slap a bitch.
Right.
There's a couple reasons why that might be an instance where it's okay. But for anything frivolous, it is never okay.
No. It's best just to walk away from the situation and then laugh at the person who's getting upset over an elbow touching someone.
Well, that, and it shows me that you have control over your emotions. If you're going to do that in public in front of all these people, like, you're not going to, I'm assuming you're not going to hit me in private, but what are you going to be like when we fight in private?
Mm-hmm.
You going to lose your shit like that?
Right.
Because not cool.
Right. I remember, and this is not like on that level, but one of the times with Abe that I was just like, oh my gosh, I am so attracted to you.
Oh.
It was when we were buying our appliances a couple of years ago, and it was the biggest fucking fiasco it took a month to get our stuff delivered. And, like, there was several deliveries where it didn't work, and it was just...
It was a mess.
It was a total and complete disaster. And one of the items that was delivered, Abe was out of town. And so I called him and I was like, the guys are saying that they can't get it up the stairs. And he was like, I'm gonna call you back. Do not say anything. Do not do anything.
Oh,
I don't know what he did.
Oh.
But them guys, they, a few minutes later, I guess he had called and talked to, like, the store manager at the place we bought him from, who had then called the delivery people. I don't know what he said, because I've only heard Abe yell once before, and it was at someone else. But he's not a yeller. He is a, I'm going to sear and destroy your bloodline type of person when he gets angry.
Thanks.
Yeah, yeah. Girl, the manager of the store drove over to make sure that the delivery people could get it up the stairs.
Ooh.
I was like, yeah. I like having you in my corner, because I just would have been like, you know what? I will take the refrigerator apart and bring it up the stairs myself.
I know. That's usually what my thing is, too. And yeah. I've had instances like that, too, where, because I don't do well with confrontation.
No.
Even when the situation needs it.
Right, right.
Especially if the situation needs it. Mm-hmm. I don't have training in that arena, and I will lose. But, like, I had a fight with an insurance company about something about last year. And I actually did call them, and like normal, I lost that battle because I didn't have the wherewithal. So I was just I was crying, I was upset, and my person's like, hold on. What now? Because, like, I'm like, I got things. You don't have to, I got it. So then after I explained what happened, he's like, oh, no, that's not right. And I'm like, no, but I can't call back now. And he's like, no, you will not call back. Hold on. And then he went and called him, and I just went, like, pacing in my room, and I'm like, I don't even want to hear. Like, I don't even know. And then, like, it started off with, like, you know, like, ha-ha, but listen. And then it ended with a couple of raised voices. Mm-hmm. And then it got back to laughing. And then he came back. He's like, they're going to refund the whole thing.
Oh,
I was like,
boom.
get your ass thank over you. Here.
I don't know, but thank you. That's very
attractive. I just really admire that because there have been.
I don't have it.
I don't. Like, there was once where Abe and I went to Savannah to teach a radio class at the Savannah College of Art and Design, and I had bought him a plane ticket to come for the weekend as well. And something happened where I was about to teach, and he was flying in. Oh, something happened where it didn't fully book. Even though I had, like, confirmation number, receipts, and all that stuff, something in their system happened where they did not have a reservation for him. So then he had to pay for his plane ticket at the Tampa airport. So when he got there, we called, and, of course, the lady was like, well, I don't know what we can do, you know, because on our end, it shows that it didn't book. And I'm like, well, I have, like, all this proof. You took the money from my account. Yeah. I can send you a screenshot. And she was like, I don't know what to do. And I felt like this woman, I felt like she was really getting off on this because she could hear me trying to be nice. Because I always try to be nice to those type of people on the other end of the phone because that's not their money.
No.
That's not, so why would you be mean to them? I always feel like if you're nice, they're more likely to help you out.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't one of those people. She was like, got you,
I feel like
bitch.
She was standing in her righteousness.
Yeah, she was like, got you! And I was like,
so rude.
Right, and Abe was like, let me call.
Oh.
Girl, once again, like Holly, I left the room because I just get so uncomfortable.
I can't take it.
Right, because I know his tone of voice that he gets when he's doing that.
Ah!
And it just makes me so uncomfortable that I was like, I'm going to go grab a drink. And then I walked back in. He goes, you're going to be getting a refund.
How did you, what magic words?
I don't know. Because, like, she made it seem like I would have to, like, give a toe in order for them to get a refund.
I know.
Like, how do you do that?
It passed. Like, the deadline passed. There's nothing we can do.
Right.
I was like, all right. No. Well, obviously, there's something we could do because it got done.
Right. Like, that's what I don't get is when they say
blows
no,
my mind.
When she says, no, sir, there's nothing I can do, I don't know what else, how to pivot from there. How to be like, well, it wasn't my fault. Like, what do you say when they say no that
I think
first
sometimes,
time?
And this is what my person says, is like, you always have to ask for someone higher up. Like, and then I don't even like to do that because I feel like I'm basically telling them to fuck off in nice words. Like, can I speak to your manager? First of all, hey, Karen.
Uh-huh.
Get off the phone, Karen. So first of all, that. Second of all, it's like literally telling them to their face, you suck so much that I refuse to work with your ass anymore, and I'm going above your head, you asshole.
Oh.
And I'm like, I can't do it.
Well,
so, I
wonder, and I feel like this is us talking through it on how to be better at this. Maybe if we think about it in a sense of that's literally above their pay grade. You know, like when I worked at Barnes & Noble, there was only so much in return that I could do before I would have to call my manager to come over. And so maybe if we look at it as, maybe if we say that, if we go like, hey, maybe you are limited at, and I'm doing this on the fly, so my words might be right. But if you say like, maybe you've hit the ceiling in what you can do, so can I speak to your manager to see if there are any other options?
No.
No?
Because now I put myself in that point of view. Like, if you told me that, I'd be like,
you don't think I'm good enough?
You just told me that I hit my ceiling? Bitch, you ain't seen a ceiling.
Oh!
I put the ceiling down on you.
But you don't have the special click code to get my refund.
I know. That's why I'm like, I don't know, bitch. That's why I just don't do it.
I really want to get better at this because especially as we have some big things happening in our lives that we haven't been able to talk about yet, that we've had to do this a couple of times where Abe's had to sort of play bad cop and I just play the like innocent, I don't know what I'm doing,
like
dough-wise.
And then I'm always in the background, I'm just like, I don't know.
I was just
I'm so sorry he sounds angry. I don't know. Like, what the?
And I do that. We play that game where like he'll leave and I'll be like, you know, he just is very particular about the way that he likes things. I don't know. So, you know. Thank you for all that you've done to help us out. We really appreciate it.
Like, it's like, you're like, this. I'm so sorry. Like, meanwhile, you're like, yeah, do it some more.
I'm like, wait, do I need to bring him out again?
Right.
Do I need to bring the dragon?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh. So, anyway, Scott, how's that? That help you out with how not to have fights? The right way to fight?
Yeah,
no,
nailed it. That, okay.
Do that. I don't know. Unless you can find yourself a woman that does that, then you don't got to do that.
Oh, well, I'll take, I usually just stick away from those environments, but. I don't know. I feel like the people that speak up their voice, like, carrots just kind of get what they want.
They do.
It does pay off. So
well,
it's
you
like,
have to, the squeaky wheel gets the grease.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's like kind of what I think of now when something starts not going my way.
Yeah.
I'm like, I got to raise a little hell or else, like, I'm just going to continue to get walked over. Yeah. But in a fighting situation, I don't. I just leave.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
And there is something that's empowering about speaking up for yourself.
You have to.
Even if you lose. There was once where there was someone in our company that we work with that has a lot of power in the company, and people tend to not say no to this person. And normally when we're working with them, we have no disagreements. We have a great working relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But there was once where I didn't like the direction of a project that we were all working on was going in. And I sent an email back, and it was like a whole, everyone was on this email. It was like 10 or 15 people. And I was like, I don't really think that's the direction we want to go in. And I remember, I don't want to say when it was because it's very telling, but when I sent it, I knew that it was sort of like launching a ball or a bomb. I knew I was going to lose. I knew I was going to lose that battle, but I was like, I can't always just be the yes man.
No.
I've got to sometimes stick up, even if I know that I'm going to lose because I have no leverage in this situation. But still, and it felt really good to be able to put it out there. And, of course, they responded back with one line that just, like, I was dead in the water. Like, I was done.
Fuck you.
Yeah, but it shows people that it's like you're not just going to sit there and take it because you'll just never get anywhere with what you actually want if you just, all right, fine, just keep running me over. It's fine.
I know.
Like,
it takes
gotta every
practice.
Now and then speak it up.
It's hard. Yes. It takes practice. Especially, like, if you came up not being able to ask for what you wanted.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and I think a lot of females deal with this in the work industry, and I feel like a lot of Black people do as well because I was always taught, you know, as a Black man, I've got to work 5 times as harder than anyone else. You know, if white people are around me in school or in work, and you've always got to be the first person there, last person there, be best dressed, be know your shit, never not be prepared for everything. And because of that, and then also toppled with my mom was really, really beat manners into my head that I never want to seem like I'm being rude or disrespectful. And so in the professional world, it's taken me a long time to be able to push back on things and to be like, I'm not so sure about that.
Yeah.
Because for the longest time, I would just let anybody and anything just run over me. And there were so many situations that I would put myself out, the person I was dating out, my friends out, because I didn't want to seem like I was rude. And I would just let them just steamroll right on over me. And it took a minute until I could finally find my voice and to be able to be like, I'm not going to use an LOL or an exclamation point in this email. I'm just going to have you know what I'm going to say directly with the period, and there ain't no emojis here.
Mm.
That's like you see those memes where it's like, delete the LOL from your email or your text that you're sending. Just say what you need to say.
Yeah. Dang, I haven't seen those memes. I like that.
Yeah, I've seen a couple recently where it's like, just delete the LOL. Say what you need to say. You don't need to spruce it up or make them feel good because for especially those boomers that are in power, and I'm not coming for you or anything, but they have a very direct way of communicating where we try to get cutesy and we tiptoe and we LOL or hee-hee or smiley face. It is. When it's like, just say what you need to say.
Oh, I had the worst passive-aggressive email. Do you want to hear about this?
Oh, yes.
And it was... Ooh, I don't want to get too crazy.
Oh, be careful.
It was with a group of other moms.
Mm.
And one of the moms asked if everyone had the, is it called WhatsApp?
Yeah.
That's an app called, I don't have that. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, it strikes me weird. I just have heard some bad things about, like, it just, I don't like it. For some reason, it reminds me of, like, shady dealings.
Mm.
Oh.
I don't know what, just whatever. It's associated weirdly in my head. Oh, whatever. Okay. So I didn't want to get it. But the person, you know, was like, hey, so if you don't have WhatsApp, maybe you want to get it. And if you don't have that, let me know and we'll just keep emailing.
Mm.
And so I was like, I don't have that. So can we just keep the emails going? Because it was presented as like
an option.
An option.
Yeah, right. A nice option, actually.
And so then the day later, then she replied back just to me. Now we're not in the group anymore. Now it's just to me. And she was like, hey, yeah, some of the other moms don't have it either, so I guess I'll just keep using email. Not like you can just download another app on your phone, winky face.
Oh, wow.
That was pretty much a FUB.
It was. I looked at it. Mm. It knocked me in the stomach. I go, oh, I showed it to my purse, and I was like, did she just basically say, get the fucking app? And yes. He was like, oh.
Yes.
She just passive aggressive the shit out of you.
Like, she just screwed you, basically. She slapped you in the face. And
with a winky!
She did. And then she took a glass of wine and popped it in your face.
She did.
At the dinner table.
That winky face was the wine going in my face.
Yes, that's exactly what
she did. Not like we can't just download another app on our phones. Oh. Winky face, wine splash. And I was like,
the sarcasm. Oh my gosh.
So I read that and I was like, I got hot. Like, you know how your face gets hot?
Mm-hmm.
I was like,
confrontation.
Fine. Oh. I will download this fucking app.
That's what you said. She won.
I know.
Oh.
But I understand. Like, okay. And then so I emailed back and I was like, it's fine, I'll get the app, period.
Oh.
And then I got the app and I set it up, which I didn't want to do, but I got it. I understand it was not that big of a deal, but I just, whatever,
but
I got it.
You didn't want to. Like, you have that option.
I got it. And after I got it, I emailed her again and I was like, all set, exclamation point. And I just, I because I'm now so involved in like understanding why people do what they do, I'm like, maybe she grew up in a family, maybe in her own family currently, it's not acceptable to ask for something directly.
Mm.
Maybe it's only acceptable in her family or her world
to
passively aggressively say things because it seems polite and all we can be is polite while also trying to get what we want.
Yeah.
I was like, all this woman would have had to have done in the get-go would have been like, hey, it would be really convenient for me if we all got on WhatsApp. And I'd have been like, all right.
Yeah, now I get it now.
I would have said okay because you just told me what you needed and you didn't even have to explain why, but you gave me a reason.
Right.
Would have done it. Then you had a passive-aggressive me. Now I feel uncomfortable around her because I'm like, she came for me in an email.
Dang.
And I understand some people cannot be direct. Learn how to be direct. We've just been having this whole great conversation about how Miguel and I don't really know how to have confrontation. But there's a difference between learning how to directly ask for something in a nice way.
Right.
And not doing that.
Right.
And I was like, if this woman could have only just been like, hey, could you please this? I'd have been like, got it.
Would you ever bring that up with her and say that, like...
I don't know if she, but like sometimes the people don't know they're doing it.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, maybe it's one of, not even like to fix her, but just to let her know how you felt in that instance of like, hey, just didn't really appreciate it. Only if it's going to affect your relationship with her.
Oh, can you imagine typing those words out?
Maybe not typing it.
I don't appreciate.
I think you'd have to be in person.
Yeah, just like.
Your tone, bitch.
Okay. I was just so flabbergasted that it came at me that way. I was like, oh, you did that. So I got the app and I don't see her that often. So it's fine. And it's just like, it was rough.
Right.
And some people, like I grew up in a family where you're not supposed to ask what you want. So you have to like make people guess. And if you're really good at it, you'll get what you want because it's like this game. I always had to guess what my mom was doing. She didn't even make me try to guess. It's just that I had to guess to make sure that she wasn't going to get mad. So it was a guessing game. Always guessing. I'm reading you and I know that you need exactly this. And then you're like rewarded for that because then the person's like, oh, yes, exactly. That's what I need.
Right.
Just ask for what you want.
To close it out, goes back to so many problems we have in friendships, relationships, communication, asking for what you want, saying what you want. And that's something that I've had to do, Abe has worked on in our relationship, is I'm like, I don't know what you want. You have to tell me. And if something is not to your liking, you got to speak up because I'll just steamroll right through it because I'm that type of person that it's like, I'm always going to make it Miguel's way. You have to raise your hand and be like, I don't agree with it. I've gotten better about stopping for a second and being like, okay, is this what you really want to do? Is this what you really want? Because if not, I'm about to just, go straight ahead.
Right.
You got to let me know. And he's gotten better at being like, I don't want to do that. I feel uncomfortable or whatever the case may be. I'm like, you got to just communicate that with me.
It can be hard, especially when you don't have training.
Right, right. It is. But it's a necessary tool to flex and to develop over time.
Mm.
All right, we done for today. Let's develop and flex that muscle, Scott.
I will.
All right. What's your social media?
It's at Scott Tavlin, ScottTavlin.
Holly.
Radio Holly on TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram.
Miguel Fuller, MiguelFuller on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. You can also please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, wherever you listen to the podcast. Leave us a rating and a review. And if you want to be part of the Platypus Posse and get some Miguel and Holly stickers, just shoot me an email with your information, Miguel at Hot1015TampaBay.com. Bye.
Catch up with the previous episodes of the Miguel and Holly Uncensored podcast from Hot 101.5.
Just hit up the Hot 101.5 app, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts.
Search Miguel and Holly Uncensored.